So the topic today is the yisod of investments, the yisod fundamentals of how investments work. So it's pretty clear the Gemara, the Mishnah of Tosfot and Aleph says there's a chazaka that kol nashim cheses tara levaliyah. Women have a cheses tara. At the same time, we know that the Gemara says in the Tazayin that a woman who has a veses. Has the idea of Ora comes down above, that we assume that the Veses is going to come at the right time and she's going to become Tmeya. And Lachar, even a woman doesn't have a Veses, the Gemara says in the Ses Vav that you know, if it's Higia Yimei Onasos, we have to assume she's gonna see. So basically, the whole understanding of the Din of Veses really hinges on this point. On one hand, we have a Cheses Tara that the woman is Tara. Same time, we have a contradictory Chazaka that she's going to see. At her time of Veses, or if she doesn't have Veses, she'll see by the Yimei Onasa by 30 days. So the question is, how do we reconcile these two chazakas? Now, we know the Gemara says that there's a machlokas on the Veses to Raisa Drabanu. So one understanding of this machlokas is that they're arguing with this very point. The Mandam of Veses to Raisa thinks that the chazak of Ora Kuzmanaba is stronger, therefore she's Tmeya. The Mandam of says the Veses Drabanu thinks no, the Chazas Tara is stronger, and therefore the woman remains Tahara. At least midoraisa, even throughout her shas vesta. So, I guess every time you have a steer between two concepts, there, I guess, are two basic ways of going about resolving the steer. So, if you steer between A and B, you can resolve the steer by either saying A is dafka and B is not dafka, or vice versa. So, Kitzer, we have a steer here. We have a steer between the Chazaka, Ora Kuzmanaba, that she's going to go to Tmeya, and the steer and the Cheses Tara of the woman. So, how do you reconcile these two things? So, they say that Reb Chaim, or the Beis Halevi rather, said about Reb Chaim, that the godless of Reb Chaim is that he never answers the Kasha. Right? He always reinterprets the issues and clarifies the issues until there is no Kasha. Namely, he'll take the assumptions of the question and he'll show how the assumptions are really faulty, and therefore there really is no Kasha. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily the godless of Reb Chaim. I don't know if it's a true story, because many people have examined assumptions before Reb Chaim. But either way, we have two approaches to reconcile the stira. We can either say it is a stira, ain't a chanami, but we'll give an answer. Or we can say, no, it's no stira. The stira is made kara leisa. There's really a misunderstanding about how these chazakas work, so there's no stira between these two chazakas. So I want to first discuss the tzad that there really is no stira, to re-examine these two chazakas. And then the last mahalach would be to really try to answer the stira if there is indeed a stira. So the first mahalach is to say that really there's no stira because the chazak of Ora Kuzmanu Ba is really much stronger than the chazaka, the cheses tara of the woman. Now, you could say this for a number of reasons. For the Rambam, this seems to be very obvious, because for the Rambam paskins that this din of cheses tara is limited to a woman who has a veses. A regular woman doesn't have a cheses tara. Even though the Mishnah says kol hanashim cheses tara levalein, the Rambam says it doesn't mean kol hanashim, means every not yisha who has a veses kavur, which is still chak in the Mishnah, but that's the Rambam's pshat. Now, for the Rambam, what emerges is that you never really have a steer at all, because there is no such thing as a cheses tara. There's really only one chazaka, that is that a woman who has a veses has a din of orach v'zanaba, and because she's only going to see on, let's say, Rosh Chodesh or Chav Ches or whenever her veses falls out, so memela. Until then, she's Tahora. But really, the whole thing is an illusion. There's no stira between these two chazakas, because there's only one chazaka, namely Ora Kuzanaba. And because there's a chazaka of Ora Kuzanaba, until then, she can assume she's Tahora. Now, the difficulty I have with the Rambam is that the Rambam paskins that Vestos are only Drabanan, like most of Shavuot. So, why are Vestos only Drabanan if the Rambam holds that Ora Kuzanaba, doesn't just beat out the Cheses Tara, but just, tells us the Cheses Tara is not relevant at all. Meaning, if you really think that the only Chazak is Ora Kuzanaba, so Vestos should be Deraisa. So I'm not entirely clear about that. I mean, there's a discussion about what the Rambam sheet is in general. The Rambam seems to assume that the Prisha Samach of Vestos is Deraisa. Chaim talks about it, others. So it could be there's some remnants of a Vestos Deraisa for the Rambam. But it's a little bit difficult. But basically, what emerges according to this first Mahalach is to say that the Machlokas between the Mandamar Vestos Deraisa, Vestos Rabbanan is as follows. Vestos Deraisa holds that there's no such thing as Cheses Tara, and therefore Orchazano wins. But the Mandamar holds Vestos Ravana thinks, no, they're two Chazakas, they're pitted against each other, and for some reason, which we'll explore later, maybe you'll say that the Cheses Tara will win out, and that's why Vestos Ravana. That's the first Mahalach. Second Mahalach is to explain that, again, within the second Mahalach is in this general idea that the Orach Zman HaBa wins. Is to say that, you know, in a Hanami there are two Chazakas, they're pitted against each other. Orach Zman HaBa is a Chazaka, and Chesas Tara of Isha is another Chazaka. But why would Orach Zman HaBa win over Chesas Tara of a woman? Because the Chesas Tara of a woman is a Chazaka Hasuya Lishtanos, right? She's only Tahora. Right, we don't think she's going to be Torah forever. We know, everybody knows, at the end of the month she'll get her period. So Mela, this Chazakah is a weaker Chazakah, it's a Chazakah of Suli Shanas, and therefore it loses against the Chazakah of Orach Zman HaBa. Now, the Ritva already alludes to this, he doesn't say it in so many words. The Ritva writes on Daf Tazvav, Vashmir Naami Agav Grara, Daf Matoch Yimeyonasa, Velosh Tiela Olam Mecheskas Tara. She's not going to be forever Torah, shot to the Masnitin, like the Pashas of the Mishnah. How will Efshar? It can't be, right? So what does it mean it can't be? She's Torah now, she's Chesed Tara, but it can't last forever. She doesn't explain it, but there are a lot of Rishonim, Rashi and Daf Beis and Nida, Daf Beis and Beis Maschil, Kevan says that a woman is Mu'ada Valu Liros Dam. She's going to see Dam. And therefore, in that, it doesn't apply a Chesed Tara in that Sugya and Daf Beis. And similarly, the Tazrin and Kedushin Ayin Tess assumes a Chesaka, Suli Shanus isn't a Chesaka. And the famous discussion in Achronim is about the Shuvit Maharit. In Chelik Aleph, Simon Yud Aleph, where the Marid is discussing a case where a woman gets married and she's a katana, we're not sure if she's a katana. We don't know exactly her birthday, didn't have a birth certificate. We're not sure if she was a katana or not. She now wants to leave her husband. So the question is, do we assume that maybe the cheskas katnus extends, and therefore she, the kedusha weren't chal? Or do we say no? Cheskas katnus is a chazaka sum lishana. So you're not sure if she was gedola or not. She accepted kedusha. Maybe she should have to receive a get. So it's a discussion that I read, you know, whether a chazaka suli shanis is not a chazaka. So, and the Shav Shemaitza gets involved in Chelek Gimel, Simon Yud Beis. He argues, I think, it's a chazaka suli shanis is a chazaka. So basically, what emerges according to this mahalach is that the machlokes as to whether a vesus teraisa with Rabbanan is this. The man that vesus teraisa thinks the chazaka of Orach Zman HaBa, she's going to get her period at that time, is stronger than the chazaka of Cheskas Tara, because Cheskas Tara is a Suya Lishanos. Whereas the Mandamar holds Vesus Drabanan would assume that no, that the Chazaka Suya Lishanos is a Chazaka, it's just as strong as another Chazaka, right? You have to make two assumptions. You have to assume that Chazaka Suya Lishanos is a Chazaka. And not only is it a Chazaka, but it can stand up to a regular Chazaka and say, I'm just as strong as you are. Then you might say, well, Vesus Drabanan, you're not sure what to do, you're stuck, and then possibly you'd say Vesus Drabanan. A third mahalach is to suggest that everybody agrees that a chazaka suli shanis is not a chazaka. So then the din of Orach Zman HaBa would beat the cheskas tara. Cheskas tara is temporary. The question is, do you think the cheskas tara is really temporary? It's true. Most women get their period at the end of the month. But does every woman get her period at the end of the month? Some women, you know, reach menopause. So can you say about every single woman's cheskas tara that cheskas tara is a suli shanis? Maybe not. So the Beis Levi implies this. The Beis Levi in Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Ches says that Cheskas Tum of a woman is always a Suli Shanus. She'll always be Nita. She won't see blood forever. But possibly the Cheskas Tara of a woman isn't a Suli Shanus. So again, according to this Malach, maybe everybody agrees that Chazaka Suli Shanus is not a Chazaka. But still, he still have a machlokas between these, or a stira between these two Chazakas, because possibly the Cheskas Tara of a woman isn't considered a Suli Shanus. But so according to this first mahalach, we're essentially saying that we have a stira, a woman has cheskas tara, same time she has a chazaka, she'll see blood, and we essentially weakened the cheskas tara in one of different ways. We can either say it doesn't exist at all, or it's a suli shanos, or it might be a suli shanos, and therefore cheskas Orach Zman HaBa wins out, and vestos torais. The second mahalach is to suggest the exact opposite. Namely, maybe the Cheskas Tara is very strong. But the Chazaka, of Orach Zman HaBa is very weak. Why would the Chazaka of Orach Zman HaBa be a weak Chazaka? So, it seems that the Cheskas Tara is a Chazaka Meikara. She was Tahara, she will be Tahara. That's a classic Chazaka Meikara. The mikvah was Malay, it's going to continue to be Malay. What about the Chazaka of Orach Zman HaBa? How do you establish a chazaka of Orach Zman HaBa? She sees three times on a certain date. So is that a chazaka meikara? or not. So there's a parish called the Zer Zahav. It's found at the bottom of the Sefer Isser Heter Aruch. So in Simon Mem Aleph, Os Beis, he writes the following thing. He says that the whole din of Chazakah of Gilof Ami, we usually think that the Gilof Ami, this quote is, it's not an encyclopedia on Wadif, Chazakah. If you're bored, you know, you need something to do for about a month, you can look at the Erech of Chazakah and encyclopedia on Wadif. In any case, the Hagos of the Zer Zahav and Tim Mem Aleph, Os Beis, writes the following thing. He says that the din of Cheskos Gimel Pa'amim is a din Rabban. It's an amazing thing. You think it's a din Deraisa, it's for Sharmud, right? Sharmud is din Deraisa. It's not Sharmud, it's Xeris Kasuv. That's not telling you that in general that there's something called a Chazakah from Gimel Pa'amim. And he says that, Vesus Deraisa, there's a day that's Vesus Deraisa. So he quotes Rashi, who says that Vesus Deraisa is Allah Lamashu Sinai. It's not that it's Medina Chazakah. It's not regular Medina Chazakah. It's Allah Lamashu Sinai. So basically, the argument you can make is that the din of Orach of Zanabah is not a regular chazaka. That's essentially what the Zerzav is saying. And it's interesting, the Gemara never calls it a chazaka. The Gemara never says Orach of Zanabah is a chazaka. The Gemara doesn't say it, the Rishonim don't say it. The Noda Yehuda writes it in Simin Nunvav, in Yerdeya Kama, and other Rachonim write it. But it's not mentioned it's not called a chazaka in the Gemara Nida. So basically, to say that, according to this Mahalach, the chazaka, the cheskas tar of a woman is a real chazaka. The cheskas orach mazanarva isn't really a chazaka at all. It's just a natural phenomenon that we've observed three times. And everyone will be choshesh for it. We have to be choshesh for it, but it's not going to beat out the cheskas tar and never vesis drama. Now the man that Amar holds vesis deraisa would say no. He might say that the chazaka of Gimel Pa'amim is a chazaka deraisa. It's like a chazaka veikara. And a lot of Acharim write this. The Marischias on the page in Nidat Hasbav writes this. And the Chazanish in Nidah 7 Pei writes it as well. I'll read you the Chazanish. He says, "Eina nutolin gimel mikrim legimel simos." When something happens three times, you don't think it's just happens. You know, it's just chance. El amina sheyesh kan siba achash sivavas kol. There must be a unifying reason. Umeil yesh lanu lomer shlo azda la od v'tavi es toldosea gam lahava. We think it's going to happen again. Kumo kol chazakas ta alma dehem edavar al chazkasa. It's like every chazaka of the chazaka meikara. It happens three times. Now the meikara of this woman is that she's going to see on her shas vesis, etc. So basically, Chaznish, the chazaka of cheskim afam is dindereisa, and it's a regular chazaka of chazaka meikara. So again, the machlokas, the madamar, vesis deraisa, rabbanu, might be this issue. Do you look at the cheskas? Everybody agrees the cheskas tara is a real bona fide chazaka. The question is, how do you look at the cheskas orach pizonaba? Is it a real chazaka? And then you're stuck. You're in a standstill. And you might say that it's Vesis Deraisa. Or do you say, no. It's the Chazak of Orach Zanabah is not really Chazak at all, and therefore the Cheskas Tara wins, and Vesis are only Drabah. Derech Agav, I was just wondering, it's a side point, but I think it's interesting. You know, we have an idea of Chazak, Chazak HaMikara, it's not going to change. So, hashtagically, what does that tell you, you know, in terms of how you look at the world? How do you look at Teva? Meaning, everybody's familiar with the Rabbanit and the Bo that says that the Nisim are, there's no such thing as Teva. Everything is a constant Nis, right? V'chayish p'tuvo v'chol yom ha'isabresh. And if people know, the Rambam argues, I don't think there is something called Teva. Now, according to the Ramban, how do Chazakas work? Meaning, if something happened three times, so it happened three times, but why would that make it happen again? Because it's a constant miracle that's happening. So, unless you say that we see that the miracles, I guess, even the miracles have some type of a pattern to them. I don't know, I just thought it was interesting ka'ara. Maybe that's what was pushing the Rambam to say. Obviously, religiously, it's much more appealing to say, like the Ramban, that, you know, Hashem is constantly, you know, shkiach on us. But what was pushing the Rambam to say that, I mean, I'm sure there are many things pushing the Rambam, but possibly the Dinei Chazak is internal, and something internal pushing the Rambam might be the Dinei Chazak. But of course, the Ramban can explain it, but okay, that's just a side point. So the first mahalach again is to say that we're assuming the cheskas tara is going to beat the orach mazanabah. Why? Because the cheskas tara is a real chazaka. Orach mazanabah is not a chazaka. It's just some type of teva which you have to be choshish for. The chazanish himself has a different mahalach, and the Chavos Das also writes like this in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. He says that the chazaka of orach mazanabah is a chazaka of suli shanis. We mentioned before that some learned that the cheskas tara is a suli shanis because everybody knows she's going to see. So they say the exact opposite. They say that, no, Cheskas Tara, that's a real Chazak. But the chazaka of the Orach HaZon HaBoaz is a suya shtanis. Why is a suya shtanis? Because you don't know when she's going to have a period. People often, you know, women often see on different days. So it's considered a chazaka of a suya shtanis, and therefore it's not a chazaka. So again, the Man Amar Vesas Daraisa would say, well, it's not a suya shtanis, and therefore you have to be choshish for it. The Man Amar says, Vesas Daravan would say, it's a suya shtanis, the chazakara wins out, and therefore there's no need to be choshish be Daraisa for a Vesas. Third Mahalach, in explaining why the Cheskas Tara is stronger, is what the Orcha HaShulchan says. Orcha HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Pei Dalid Os Dalid. He says, interesting thing, he says that, what is the Chazak of Orcha HaZon HaBoaz? It means that we suspect she's going to see her period. But this woman didn't have a Hargasha. So it's true, we're going to suspect she's going to get her period. But we ask her, did you have a Hargasha? She says no. And therefore, her Vesas is Rabban. That's what the Orcha HaShulchan says. Now, I thought it was interesting because, so again, just to clarify, he's saying that the chazakas are equally strong, but there's an inside reason that tells us to follow the chazaka, the chazakas tara of the woman over the chazaka of Orcha HaShulchan. Because even though the chazakas are just as strong, at the end of the day, the woman says she doesn't have, she didn't feel hargasha, so therefore the chazaka of Orcha HaShulchan falls to the wayside. What's so interesting is that the Orcha HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, Sivkatim Samech Gimel, wrote, that women have hargashas even though they don't know. There was a big discussion we discussed at the beginning of the year. How can it be there's no hargasha? How do you have new deraisa? So there's a chasholchan. Don't worry, they have hargashas. They're just not so aware of their internal, feelings, and therefore they don't really feel that they have a hargasha. Okay. So what's interesting is that according to the Orcha HaShulchan, what emerges that b'zman hazeh you'd have to pass in the vesas deraisa because the Orcha HaShulchan says the whole rationale for vesas rabbanon. Is that the whole rationale? Excuse me. The whole rationale to say that Vestas are Drabanan, even though you have a Chazak of Orach Zanaba, is because she didn't see it. She didn't feel it. Excuse me. But the question is today, nobody feels it. So maybe we should have to be choshish she felt it. So it emerges that you have to pass the Vestas Daraisa for that, which would of course create a lot of nafkaminas. So I don't know. I don't think the Orach Shulchan would. I'm not sure what the Orach Shulchan would say. I mean, it's hard to believe he would actually say that. Chazanish also argues, he mentions this, Chazanish doesn't pay, mentions this part of the Orcha HaShulchan and rejects it. He says that he brings a lot of sugyas where we assume that we're not really concerned with what she's feeling at the time, or do we say that by a Shota, who apparently doesn't have the ability to tell us what she's feeling, that she's best to be addressed by her. So he just disagrees with his number of sugyas. But so until now, we brought two approaches to how to reconcile the stira. We have a stira, Cheskas, Tara of the woman versus the Cheskas Orcha HaZon HaBoaz. And we said either weaken the Cheskas Tara or weaken the Cheskas Orcha HaZon HaBoaz, and then you'll solve your problem. And of course, the Mandar Vesas Raisa would say one thing, the Mandar Vesas Rabbanan would say the other thing, just trying to work out the detail. The third Mahalach is to say that no, both of these are bona fide Chazakas. And they're sozer each other. The question then becomes, what do you do when you have two Chazakas that are sozer each other? Now this happens a lot in halacha, but usually the chazakas are external. What does that mean? So just today we're learning Shavuos, so we have a chazaka that ein adam meis pana b'fiv al-chova, and we have another opposite chazaka that ein adam tovei im kein yeshlo. So if I say you owe me $100, so I must be telling the truth. You say I don't know who you are, must be you're telling the truth. So here we have two chazakas pitted against each other. What do you do? But those are external chazakas. Similarly, you have a mikvah. The mikvah is v'cheskas kasher, and the person is v'cheskas tameh. So you're not sure how to reconcile these two chazakas. So you're not sure how to reconcile these two chazakas. So you go, there are ways, the Gemara discusses ways to reconcile them. But what's really interesting here is that the chazakas are internal. You have a cheskas tara in the woman, and you have a cheskas tuma in the woman. She's going to see. So what do you do here? So here, I think there are three approaches one can take.
No, that's your question. Yeah. And I was wondering this. We'd call the Cheskas Tara Cheskas Aguf, right?
Right.
And the other one, also a Cheskas Aguf?
I think so. I think it's a Cheskas Aguf.
Because you're saying both are in the woman, so
I think it's, yeah, because she saw last week, she saw her last month, and 2 months ago, and 3 months ago. So her body is...
Is that also,
is, yeah. So, question is what to do about these internal Cheskas Tira. So one mahalach, the first mahalach would say that, well, in Ami, it's a steer, we don't know what to do, it's trey, as it were, we don't know what to do, and sveka derais. The woman's asking me something. Second mahalach is to say that no, one of these two chazakos would win out, either the cheskas tara or the cheskas or chazakos. So I want to just briefly explore each of these options. The first option is to say that it's a stira. It's a stira, it's something to rise. So I found the Shavshmaitza in Chelek Hei Simin Yud brings a similar example of an internal stira between chazakas. Quotes from the Tvu Ashor, Simin Chavtes, who discusses the following case. A person checks the animal, and you find that the animal's leg is broken in a way that makes it a trefer. It's above the knee. So you're not sure if the animal broke its leg before the shechita and the shechita didn't help. Or the animal broke its leg after the shechita and the shechita is good and what happens after is irrelevant. So you're not sure what to do. So the Tvu Ashor says the animal's usher misafik. Safik deraisa. Why? Says Tvu Ashor, because the animal before it was shechted had a cheskas iser. It wasn't shechted. At the same time, it had a chazaka that it's evarim or shleimim. We don't assume the animal's a trefa. So you have an internal steer. The animal has a cheskas enas vucha, can't eat it. At the same time, it has a cheskas shleima, that its limbs were shalim. And you're not sure if the shechita, therefore you're not sure if the shechita worked, and you don't know what to do, it's something to write, so you can't eat it. So I think this is very similar to, and the Shosh Reis actually argues on it, but for technical reasons, he just thinks one of the chazakas is stronger than the other. But the assumption of the Tvu Ashor, which I think the Shosh Reis agrees to, is that if you have an internal steer between chazakas, you can't, you have no way to maneuver, and you have a suffix deraisa. So what would emerge here, the chazaka of Orach Svan Abba is just as strong as the chazaka of the chesetar of the woman, and they're pitted against each other, you'd say the woman's asr misafik. And indeed, Rashi holds that Levan Amar Vesis deraisa, she's only asr misafik. That means if she didn't check to see if she had blood, she'd only be asr misafik. So again, it's possible that Rashi is working with this assumption that the man of Vesna Reisa holds there's an internal stira, and when you have internal stira, you have a suffix. Tosus argues in Rashi. Tosus thinks that the man of Vesna Reisa holds she's valid today. The second mahalach, or the second and third mahalach, would be to say that one of the two chazakas wins. And which chazaka should win if you have an internal stira? So I asked him Lichtenstein after Shir the other week, and he told me just off the cuff, he didn't, was my eye in it, but he taught me Svara that the chazaka of the cheskas tara of the woman should beat the cheskas orach hasvan abba. Why? Because he said that the cheskas tara, kind of like Ryan was saying, the cheskas tara is a cheskas hakuf, that's the status quo chazaka. Meaning, she from the beginning of the month, she was tahara. Now you want to know, does the chazaka of orach hasvan abba come and change it? So it's true, maybe it's also a cheskas hakuf, but still, you're really essentially changing the previous chazaka, kind of like kol mashana yadol tachtona. He didn't use that lashon, but that's what he was getting. That's where he was going. Now, so this mahalak would essentially be to say that the cheskas tara beats out the cheskas orach hasvan abba, because the orach hasvan abba is changing the known chazaka. Yeah.
Could you not say that bizmana oirech, she would lose, when generally when there is an oirech, she's not on the tara. There's two, so.
Well. Right, I mean that's the question. We have two chazak. The assumption is.
I'm saying that I'm doing it, even maybe.
You could say, I'm not sure.
I'm not trying to formulate it,
I think we
when
could
the
say.
The oirech comes, she loses the first chazak.
Right, you could say the chazak of Ekar is in the fact she's tar. The chazak of Ekar was that 3 months ago she saw Rosh Chodesh. So 3 months ago she saw Rosh Chodesh. Now every Rosh Chodesh is going to see. So the chesed tara is really the
weaker.
So you could say like that. But he was assuming that we're looking at it this month. Again, I had the same sort of issue. But I think, again, he said it just said off the cuff, so I'm not, can't hold him to it, but I definitely hear the svara that the cheskas tara is some of the status quo, if you make that assumption, and therefore, kol mashani yadol tachton. And what emerged according to this, that in the case of the shor that was shechted, and there was a trefa found above the knee, the animal broke its leg above the knee, which makes it a trefa. So what emerges is that the animal will be asur revada, because in that case you have an internal steer. And what do you have? You say you have a chazaka the animal is enes vuchu, and also have a chazaka the animal is shleima, that its leg isn't broken, right? So which chazaka is there first? So lechora the chazaka. Well, this is not exactly. Scratch that. Okay. So I guess I don't know how would it play out? How would it play out in the case of the trefa?
Yeah, they're both the status quo.
They're both status quo. It's not like you have one status quo. So the question is, do you really have a status quo here? And essentially, what you're asking is, do you really have a status quo here? Because okay. Alternatively, you could say the opposite. You could say the cheskas orchas ava beats the cheskas tara. Why would it beat the cheskas tara? So you might say that the latest chazaka always wins. The latest chazaka is affecting the most recent chazaka is affecting the older chazaka. So the woman has cheskas tara, comes Rosh Chodesh, orchas ava. So that chazaka will somehow supersede the first chazaka. And therefore, even though the chazakas are both internal and they're both just as strong, the latest chazaka always wins. And then you would say that the woman would be tmeah midoraisa, like Tosfos says in Daftas Vav Amudal. So the kitzur, basically what we saw here is that the whole assumption of Vestos is based on really reconciling two contradictory chazakas. You have a chazaka that the woman is tahara. You have a contradicting chazaka that orchas anava, and we essentially explore three approaches to how to figure out which chazaka wins. Do we say that the cheskas tara is somehow weaker, and therefore cheskas orchas anava is gover? Alternatively, the cheskas orchas anava is not a chazaka, or is weaker, and therefore the cheskas tara beats it out. Or alternatively, maybe it's a real bona fide stira, and then you have to figure out midini chazakas in general. What happens when you have contradictory internal chazakas, which is a interesting, fascinating discussion, but it's very limited because there are not that all that many examples of such a internal, steer of two chazakas. Okay.
Pardon?